I'm here with Paul Slezak from Recruit Loop just to talk about working in Saudi Arabia. Hi, Paul.
Hey, hi.
Good, thanks. So how did you start working in the Middle East with Recruit Loop and why was that?
We'd started Recruit Loop back in August of 2011, and about 4 or 5 months later we were actually approached by a recruitment business in Riyadh who'd seen some of our blog posts and was watching us carefully, and actually they reached out to us asking whether they could become our franchise network or distribution group in the GCC, starting off in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. So here we were, an Australian startup, and our actual first organic port of call was Riyadh, of all places.
So was that the first overseas contact that you got?
That was our first overseas. We thought it would be Silicon Valley, we thought it would be the UK, but no, it was Saudi.
I was going to ask you why you chose Saudi Arabia and not somewhere else, but I guess in a way Saudi Arabia really chose you.
Yeah, they did. I mean, we had a plan to do global expansion, as we continue to do regularly now, and we're now in the US. We're in 10 countries.
Yeah.
But one of them is Saudi, and we've also got presence in Dubai, in the UAE, which actually spun off from the Saudi relationship with some recruiters who were then working in the UAE.
Oh, wow. So what was your first impression of doing business in Saudi Arabia?
Look, at first I was very dubious. I thought, who are these people? How do they find us? Where's Riyadh? I'll be honest, I had to do a quick Google. But I've been doing recruitment for 20 years, and it was very, very evident that recruitment is recruitment anywhere. And this contact that found us had a very, very reputable business and was very credible. She'd been recruiting for 15 years. And business is done exactly the same way once we take into account all the cultural considerations.
And so this person, this business in Saudi, was a Saudi businesswoman?
Yes, Saudi recruiter.
And did that surprise you, that it was a woman doing business in Saudi?
That was a woman making contact with me, who had a staff of 11.
Yeah.
All very successful recruiters working in Qatar, Jeddah, Dubai, Saudi, and then internationally as well, but some of their core markets were in the GCC.
And who were they recruiting for? What type of people were they recruiting?
It was a mixture. They were recruiting for GCC companies with GCC talent, expat companies with expat talent, and expat companies with GCC talent.
Wow. So it was everything.
It was everything, yeah. And it was literally from small businesses right down to global consultant, PricewaterhouseCoopers, for example. I mean, so from small to right up to the big corporates.
Okay. So what were some of the challenges that you faced when you started working with this company in Saudi?
One of our personal challenges was we have a very sophisticated but proprietary video interview technology that we built for the recruitment platform.
Yeah.
It did not work.
Okay.
Saudi. I knew it wouldn't work in China.
Yes.
And yet it works in Hong Kong. But I know there are markets that it wasn't going to work in, and Saudi was one of them.
Yeah.
So we had to look at a workaround there. Payment terms are sort of non-existent in the GCC, whereas in Australia and the US we're used to clients paying us within 7 days.
Yep.
Or maybe 7 months later we were still chasing money up there, but we got it.
How did you get around that problem?
It was just stalking and constant telephone calls until...
Maintaining pressure until they paid you.
Exactly. And the other was we rely on a lot of face-to-face business development.
Yeah.
And that's just something that I'm told, because sometimes it can take an hour and a half to drive 10 kilometres in Saudi Arabia. People just aren't willing to go and see the customers. And if they are, our female recruiters need to have escorts, drivers, often some security, or just at least a male presence before they will go into a client meeting. And a lot of our clients were high up in the, what do we call it, in the kingdom, in the monarchy. And so there's a lot of bookings well in advance, and it's very regal.
Yes.
And at first I didn't believe this, but now I know it's the case. It's the case. Yeah.
Okay. So what do you like about working in Saudi Arabia? I mean, or having Recruit Loop doing work out there?
Yeah, I mean, I'll disclaimer, I have not been, but we've done a lot of it. At one stage, it was by far our second most profitable and second busiest market for Recruit Loop. Just to see that Where in Australia, our recruiters wear Recruitloop T-shirts.
Yep.
In the UAE and in Saudi, we have Recruitloop branded
hijab.
Yeah, yeah. And knowing that everything still happens exactly as it does, recruitment is recruitment.
So, I mean, is there anything that you wish you'd known before you got started?
Yeah. Look, I mean, I got very eager very quickly and assumed that this was going to go gangbusters right across Dubai and we'd have Abu Dhabi and all of this stuff. It didn't happen. I mean, look, we've had the technological issue that I should have been aware of. The fact that when we're on Skype calls with our recruiters, sometimes the internet just gets shut off. There can be sandstorms and 50-degree heat where things just literally melt down and business comes to a grinding halt. The amount of public holidays,
yes,
and the Ramadan period where we just know nothing's going to happen.
Yes.
And as a business which needs revenue growth, culturally, you need to be aware for 40 days.
Yes. Nothing is happening.
They're not working. I was on conference calls at 5 o'clock in the morning,
yeah,
because they were sleeping and working at different times. So, look, and I love it. I love this cultural awareness of another world,
yeah,
where our business model has just been replicated but has had to be tweaked,
yes,
a little bit.
Yeah. And what's your advice for companies that are thinking about exporting to the Middle East or going to work in the Middle East or setting up in the Middle East?
Look beyond Dubai and look beyond Abu Dhabi, and the city that you go to doesn't have to have a direct flight from Sydney. And there's so much business in Qatar, in Jeddah, in Riyadh, and in all these other smaller cities that are still big but are regarded as smaller cities. And just have a contact, don't parachute an expat in to set it up. If you can partner with somebody there who's lived there, worked there, is trusted there, because the setting up of the company, that's another issue.
So essentially what you've done is create a partnership.
Correct.
With existing businesses.
It's a strategic alliance with an existing business in Saudi Arabia. And then we got recruiters joining that business. But again, they could just align with them.
Yeah.
It didn't mean setting up a company, because that would have been impossible.
That's a great...
Or very expensive.
That is a great story. I don't think there are many people that are even aware that you could possibly set up a strategic partnership with a business in Riyadh without even going there.
I mean, we met personally in Hong Kong. We met halfway. It was a 9-hour flight for both of us to do all of the business planning and the aligning and the fine-tuning of how we would work. But it was literally... That was actually after we'd already started working together.
Wow.
So there was a strong trust thing there.
Yes.
That in the due diligence you could see she was credible, trustworthy, had reputation.
Yep. All that stuff.
All of what we have here,
yes,
she had there. So...
Well, I think those are all the questions I have. That's a really cool story.
No, thank you.
Thanks for sharing.